loved ones kept apart, funding shortages. What's the story with long-term care in the province during COVID-19? 1310 News gets answers with Sam LaPrade on 1310 News and Rogers TV.
Thank you so much for joining us here on this Saturday. We've just received breaking news. The province is reporting 89 new COVID-19 cases here in Ottawa, and Ontario reporting 978 new cases of COVID-19 on Saturday. This is an all-time single-day high for the province. And I'm sorry to have to share that news today. We certainly were hoping it was going to be going down. We wanted to speak with Jennifer Plant, Director of Clinical Practice at the Pearly Rideau Veterans Health Center. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sam.
Jennifer, when
Thanks
you hear, oh, it's my pleasure. When you hear those numbers, Jennifer, does that surprise you in terms of where we're heading in this province with COVID-19 numbers?
Like you, I had hoped for some better news. Certainly with Thanksgiving holiday in the recent past, it's unfortunate that the numbers continue to go up. That certainly creates some challenges with community transmission, and that's how COVID gets into long-term care homes or other facilities is through staff who are usually asymptomatic.
Let's talk about the Pearly Rideau Veterans Health Center, one of my favorite organizations in this city, doing incredible work. Take me to, when you realized that there was going to be a big change in the way that people were going to have to be cared for. What was that like, Jennifer?
So we've been planning for, like most places, for a long time, and I think it was really difficult to truly predict what this was going to look like. Successful management of COVID-19 and long-term care, from my perspective, isn't only about excellent infection control, but it's also about how you integrate that with excellent care of the older adult. We can't forget things like resident and family engagement, and it's not like a short stay in a hospital where you can say, you need to stay in this room for the next few days until you're discharged. This is a person's home. They're usually folks who are frail and in the final chapter of life, and quality of life is critically important. So really balancing that safety with quality of life, was a challenge. But I think, one of the things that has come out of this is learning how to do things in a little bit of a different way. Our therapeutic and recreation staff continue to find ways to deliver programming indoors, outdoors, and within the rules. So what at the beginning was a lot of virtual visits with family, now that we have essential caregivers visiting, we're shifting to, more programming. So we have residents sculpting and painting flowers and creating canvases using paint-filled water guns so that we can be distanced.
I love that.
We're, taking advantage of our outdoor space and what's left of beautiful weather to go for bicycle rides. And of course, lots of music. We have musicians, and although it doesn't make things go away, it adds some happiness and some joy to the day.
It really is so important from a mental health perspective. And I think, I think about people that I know living in long-term care, and they're feeling that isolation. The fact Pearly Rideau has made that a priority really speaks to, speaks to the care you want to provide, not only for veterans, but others living in your care.
Yeah, and I think, we've certainly had challenges, but some of the successes that we've had are, result directly from the professionalism, hard work, and dedication of our team.
What's it like, Jen? I've often wondered, what's it like to, to sort of be in this situation and sit around probably a virtual table at this point, but sit around as a team of professionals that, you've all had certain training, but having to think outside the box, what's that like? Is it kind of invigorating? Is it bring out the creative side of all of you? Or is it provide, stress knowing that you're having to do things differently?
I think it's a bit of a roller coaster. Some days it's incredibly stressful. You look at, oh my goodness, how are we going to make this happen? And other days there are lots of ideas. I think really leveraging the expertise of our team, talking with the team, how can we make this happen? Here are the rules, but how do we do it? That's one strategy. We're also fortunate to have really good partnerships and relationships throughout the health system. I think that's critical. We have a strong relationship with Ottawa Public Health. They've been fantastic in considering new ideas and new ways of doing things. We reach out to colleagues. I heard earlier that you were speaking with CFHI. We've been part of that program. I've done a few huddle with them, hoping to do some coaching as well. I think there aren't enough resources to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. We need to learn what's successful in other ways and figure out how can I make that work in my setting. We've also really worked closely with our Friends and Family Council. We're very fortunate to have a really engaged group. When we were trying to shift from virtual visits, we asked, what is the need? Do we still need the same number of virtual visits, or do we need other things? And families came to the table with, you know, really great views, opinions, thoughts. We also worked with them on we wrote a letter to the ministry when family visits weren't permitted and said, we think this could happen safely. Here's what that could look like. Mm-hmm. And we worked on that with our Friends and Family Council. So I think, you know, we don't have to do this alone. There are so many resources available within our team, our families, our residents, and our partners. And I think that, you know, you have to leverage the expertise of others to do well in this. One of the really important things, though, that we did as well is early on in our planning, we knew that we were going to need to support staff differently.
Right.
So we did some resilience training. We made a train-the-trainer model, rolled that out throughout the whole home. We're going to be doing a phase two of that shortly. But this is a marathon, not a sprint. And the self-care that's required of the folks who are taking care of our loved ones and our residents is really important. So that was something that, you know, during the planning, we really identified we need to focus on that.
We're speaking with Jen Plant, Director of Clinical Practice for the Pearly Rideau Veterans Health Center. Jen, I'm really proud to say that I've walked those halls, and there is a certain vibe at the Pearly Rideau. Were you able to keep that alive even in the first round of COVID?
Early on, I think it was more difficult. When we had our first outbreak, we learned that there was a staff positive. The whole place went on lockdown, and you felt it. You felt the difference wandering through the halls for sure. We shifted a lot of our programs that usually are very visible to a lot of one-on-one activities or small distance group activities. It was a difference, but as we learned more, we were able to get back to some of that. Mm-hmm. One of our musicians would play out in the courtyards or in the grand hall behind a plexiglass shield, but we were able to sort of bring back some of that. It's certainly not what it used to be, but there is life at the Pearly, and you do see it walking down the halls. I think for us, the social isolation is a pretty big risk. Our Center of Excellence in Frailty Informed Care is studying that right now. There are other risks to people being in their room, like not eating enough or drinking enough or walking around and then having functional decline. So we really want to try to, you know, safety is a huge priority, but what can we do safely? And that's where working with public health and walking through some of those risks is really important to us.
Really appreciate your time today. Jennifer Plant, Director, Clinical Practice at the Pearly Rideau Veterans Health Center. I hope everyone's nice and safe there. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Sam.